Hi. This morning I'm going
Hi,
to be.
Victoria.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Basically, I'm going to talk about yoga with you as a yoga instructor. I met Casey doing some classes at an epilepsy support group. So I thought, as Casey has dealt with us with epilepsy, she'd be the great person to talk to explain how it is possible to do any sort of yoga with any sort of brain damage. So Casey, can I ask you to do an intro for yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Casey Gemma. I'm a Cornwall-based yoga teacher. I teach in Plymouth as well. My background is in psychology, so I'm really interested in the brain. That's what I did at university. So I've got lots of interest in that area. And then I went on to study nutrition, my master's, and to become a yoga teacher. And I'm just really interested in the whole well-being of people, rather than just focusing on one point, like the exercise or nutrition or the brain. I really like to help people to be really well-rounded and to focus on each part of their lives to make them just feel as well as they can do, really.
Fabulous, thank you. So Casey, is yoga suitable for all of those people with any sort of brain damage, from epilepsy, brain tumours, and any other sort of brain trauma?
Yeah, definitely. Yoga is really great because it's so versatile. So there's lots of different types of yoga. There's Ashtanga, there's yin yoga, there's vinyasa, there's gentle yoga. And it's a really, really great activity for somebody with any kind of epilepsy or brain trauma, because you can make it as gentle and as slow as you like. And that's the really great thing. So it's really good as well for people that might not want to take part in vigorous activity, but they still want to move their body. So you can do it lay down, you can do it sat on a chair, you can do it standing up. It's really, really adaptable for everyone. So I think it's a really good way to keep the joints mobile, to keep, just to keep your body working as it should, because our bodies don't do that well when they are still for a long period of time. I think it's a really, really good way to just keep everything going, if that makes sense.
Yeah, perfect. When I had my surgery, my brain surgery, I was told that I wasn't to put my head down. So I know that a lot of yoga moves are put your head as far down as possible. Can you suggest any alternatives?
Yeah, definitely. So that's a really, really good point. And so in a class like Ashtanga, I wouldn't recommend that. Because in that class there's lots of downward facing dogs, going from standing up to bringing your head down really quickly. So I would just say it's about finding the right class for you. So if anyone is suffering with epilepsy, or they have had brain injury or brain tumors or anything like that, you want to find a really gentle class that's going to be, there's lots of standing positions that you can benefit from. Things like balancing, and if you struggle with balance, you can hold onto a wall, and that's going to not only just feel good because you're exercising, it's going to improve your balance, it's going to improve your strength, your muscle tone, all of those kinds of things. And then there's also lots of sitting postures, lots of lying down postures, lots of core work that you can do without having to have your head low. The things that I would say to avoid would be downward facing dog, where your hips are higher than your head, forward fold, again, where your hips are really high and your head is hanging low. Those kinds of things can be avoided by just making slight modifications. So you can get the same benefit as a standing forward fold, sat down, for example, just sat down, reaching forward and keeping your chin slightly lifted will have the same benefit. So it's just about adjusting it slightly so that the head's not hanging low for a long period of time, which is really easy to do. And if you are to do a yoga class, just to let the teacher know and they can make those adjustments for you.
Oh, That's wonderful and really helpful. For those people, particularly in the current circumstances with COVID and when we come out of it, if you didn't want to go to a class and you were working at home, can you recommend any sort of videos, anything online, and any sort of classes as a starting point?
Yeah, definitely. So I do online classes. I do 6 online classes a week at the moment, and I'm actually going to continue doing online classes because I really enjoy it, and it helps me to reach people that maybe aren't so close, and also it just gives people more access rather than just doing one class a week in person. I've just found that people are practicing a lot more because they're doing it online. So I'm actually going to continue after lockdown doing online classes. And I have one on a Sunday at 8 p.m, which I would say would be really, really great. And that's a yin yoga session. So it's completely relaxing. We do about 6 postures in 45 minutes. And we spend 1 to 5 minutes in each posture. And we use things like pillows and blankets. And it's a really, really nice, gentle class. Helps the body reach that healing state, which is perfect for anybody, especially that's got any kind of difficulties in the brain, or any kind of trauma in the brain. It's really helpful for them to reach their parasympathetic nervous system, which is when your brain is in its healing state. So my Sunday class would be really great. Or they could go on YouTube for yin yoga, just making sure that they're aware of the postures, and making sure that they, anything that's making them have their head lower than their hips for a long period of time, just to avoid those. I've also got other classes throughout the week, but I'd say the yin one for a starting point would be really, really great, and then for them to build up to a more of a flowy class, but definitely starting with a nice gentle one.
That sounds wonderful. I'll be joining that on a Sunday evening.
Oh, it'll be great to have you.
It will be lovely again to join your classes. I have already, obviously, as I've already said, I have already done them. You said about yin yoga.
Yes.
So that's a great starting point.
Definitely.
What do you think is something that we need to avoid? What names do they have?
So Ashtanga was created as a form of vigorous yoga for a group of athletes. I can think of the word then. I was going to say athletics. So for a group of athletes, and that was created for them. And that's very fast paced, and also it's a very strong posture, and you're having to stand up and then get down, stand up and then get down for an hour and 15 minutes or something. So that's a fairly strong class, and I would say that's definitely not one to start with. If things improve, maybe you could build up to that one, but yeah, I would say to avoid that one definitely to start with. Yin yoga, definitely a good starting point, and then anything that's got the word gentle in the name. So there's 2 different styles of yoga. There's a Hatha style, which you might have heard of, and that's the traditional style of yoga. That's quite slow paced. It works slowly throughout the body, which is really lovely. So any Hatha, making sure it's a gentle Hatha. A gentle Vinyasa would be really good. So Vinyasa just means anything that flows together, like flowing postures together. So there's some fast-paced vinyasas, and it's gentle vinyasa. So making sure if they were to do a vinyasa class, it was a gentle style one, because they can also be really fast. So yeah, to sum up, yin yoga, gentle Hatha or gentle vinyasa would be really great.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much. You said you've got some classes, and you're going to be continuing your classes online. I'm assuming that's YouTube.
It's on my website. So my website is www.caseygemma.com. So all my class timetable is on there, and then I just run them from Zoom, because it helps me rather than YouTube. YouTube can be a good starting place, but it is really handy to have a teacher seeing what you're doing so they can make any modifications. maybe your hips aren't in the right place, or maybe you could benefit from using a pillow to support your head, things like that, that I might tell you or another teacher might tell you. I'm just going to have a drink of water. Yeah, so my classes are via Zoom, so I can see all of my students and correct them if they need a bit of modification. But I've also got a group, like a library of my yoga classes on my website as well, on the same website. And there's lots of yin classes on there because I really like yin because I do a lot of active sports, and sometimes my brain is just a little bit too busy. I like to have my yin yoga to just help me ground myself and enter that healing state for me. So on my website there's the library of classes, and then I have my Zoom classes as well, and the timetables on there. Or maybe starting with a few YouTube classes, seeing if people like it, and then going from there. But I definitely say having a teacher is a really good way to go.
Oh, Casey, that's absolutely fabulous. And before we finish our chat, is there anything else that you think people would really need to know before they start yoga?
Not really. I'd just say I would say in this circumstance, probably going to a teacher first, and just letting them know what your situation is. I think it's really important anyway for a teacher to know the student's circumstances, and especially with this, so that they can adjust postures. And other than that, just enjoy it. It's a really nice, really nice thing to do. It's changed my life completely, and it just helps my brain so much, because I've got a very busy brain and I've suffered from like lots of mental health things in the past, so it's really helped to ground me and to make me a lot happier and more confident in who I am, and to accept myself as I am. So yeah, I think it's a really nice thing. Get your comfy clothes on and just learn to flow with your body and make peace with your body.
That's lovely. Casey, thank you so much for this chat. I have already got for the app, we've already got one of Casey's classes, and Casey, we will be putting links to this chat so that if you want to contact Casey, then you can do, and obviously join into how many of her classes that you feel is appropriate. Casey, thank you very, very much for chatting to me. It's been an absolute pleasure, and I do look forward to working with you.
Oh, it's been a pleasure, Victoria, as always.
Take care.
And you. Thank you. Bye.